Thank you very much. Very special guest in the studio today, Kenora Rainey River MPP and Cabinet Minister Greg Rickford. Greg, thanks a lot for coming in for the year end.
Oh, you know, I always like to come into the radio station here and speak to the folks in Dryden.
And let's talk about the year that was your first full-blown provincially. Just talk about...
Well, look, you know, my brand, my style of politics is to get things done for our towns and cities and our First Nations communities. That's what I've taken great pride in over the years. It's been a good year for Dryden 2019. We've invested in infrastructure, health, increased investments in health, municipal support and resources, and economic development focused squarely on Dryden. If you'd like, I'll tell folks a few things. On infrastructure, $16 million for the rehabilitation of Highway 502. That was a long time coming. And the replacement of the Moose Creek Culvert. That construction is going to begin this year. We announced with Premier Ford $1.4 million for the reconstruction of Van Horn and a significant investment to support the Dryden Memorial Arena and its much-needed maintenance and day-to-day operation. I'm hopeful that there'll be more good news for the Dryden Memorial Arena and the recreation facility there. We know that's a tremendous support of a source of pride and activity for folks in Dryden, and we continue to work on that. In health, Mike, a lot of good news. We've increased our investments in healthcare. We announced a new hospice bed for the Dryden Regional Health Center. Again, much needed here for the community. And in back-to-back years, we've increased the hospital's base operating funding, which has been very, very well received. In fact, I met with Doreen yesterday, and she says these were difference makers. On the municipal support and resources, of course, all of the mayors around the Kenora Rainy River riding received good news that we were making significant new investments for the operations of municipalities. That meant more than $680,000 for Dryden to modernize their municipal operations, increase their planning capacity, and improve the way the city does business. And we're seeing those results. We enhanced that investment through the Community Capacity Building Program to help the City of Dryden actually work on an improvement plan. And then finally, in economic development, a significant investment to bring resources to the municipal office and train staff on ways to attract new investments and grow the local economy. So all about Dryden, a lot of great news, very, very pleased for 2019 and the folks in Dryden.
And your government's been working closely with all the communities in Ontario. Dynamics of a minority government now, has it changed the relationship?
Federally? Well, folks probably notice a little bit more of love-in, you could call it. Look, we understand how elections work and things get said and done, but we're focused squarely on improving Ontario. We know that when Northwestern Ontario is firing on all cylinders, and we still have our challenges in forestry, Northern Ontario is firing on all cylinders. And when Northern Ontario is firing on all cylinders, Ontario is. And when that happens, Ontario leads Canada. And that's the position that we're striving for. And so we're hopeful that the federal government will be full partners. We've got a couple of big projects that we're going to get started out here in Kenora, and ultimately we're going to need the federal government on board. I'm thinking of the twinning of the highway in particular.
Yeah, can you update us on that project?
We've made significant strides. The backstory is important. Prime Minister Harper then, Premier McGuinty and myself announced $100 million for the first segment from the Manitoba border to Kenora. Unfortunately, the previous provincial government took the $100 million and put it to another section of the highway in Northern Ontario because they felt like the risk of Indigenous engagement was just too high to complete the project by 2022-23. We didn't believe that for a minute. We've been working closely with the Indigenous communities. And in the coming month or so, we're going to be making a significant milestone announcement, and we fully anticipate that construction will begin on the twinning of the highway at the Manitoba border in the spring, and including, Mike, some much-needed upgrades to road infrastructure leading into Shoal Lake 39. So we're very hopeful. We've taken a new approach, but of course, that's just the first 6 kilometers. So we got, you know, a bunch more kilometers to go, and we're going to be counting on the federal government to match our investment, which we're prepared to make to ensure that our highway is twinned and as safe a part of the country as any other province.
I want to get your thoughts, because this was discussed at council on Monday, and that's concerns from some municipalities, not all of them, but concerns here locally about additional downloading to the municipalities. The health unit came up as an example.
Yeah.
What's the government doing to help ease the burden for these?
So first of all, we made a retreat on those. For the health unit in particular, we asked them to find 4%. A compelling case was made that this wasn't the time. I think ultimately every agency that receives taxpayer money should find efficiencies. We've been able to do that without cutting programs. We've increased investments in health and education. But we're asking organizations that receive taxpayers' money to find internal efficiencies. We stood down on that, so there in fact was no downloading, and we're encouraging the health unit to act responsibly with taxpayer dollars and focus on their core mandates. That said, the municipalities have received generous, as I just laid out, new funding to help ensure that they're a modern organization that can run and plan for their town or their city moving forward. So there's been no downloading. I understand all the buzzwords that people like to use, but as far as I'm concerned, and from what I've heard, just met with the mayor yesterday, they're very pleased with the targeted, focused investments that we've made. And quite frankly, trying to reel in some of our spending. We have the largest deficit and debt of any subnational government the world over, and that needs to change. But in the meantime, we're not going to sacrifice programs and services that are important to members in our community.
Again, this has been our year-end discussion with Kenora Rainy River MPP, Greg Rickford. Greg, anything else before we let you go today?
Look, I just want to thank the folks of Dryden for their support over the years. And the support that for the things that we're trying to accomplish moving forward. It's a privilege and an honor to serve the folks of Dryden, and I want to wish them happy holidays, safe travels, and a Merry Christmas.